This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Advocates have slammed legislation proposed by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, warning it may open up new forms of discrimination. Morrison claims that the Coalition's proposed bill would end discrimination against LGBTI students at religious schools, but it has been attacked and described as deeply flawed. The Greens have condemned Morrison's legislation, calling it a Trojan horse and saying that the bill would allow schools to bully, exclude, and even refuse to teach LGBTI students. Barnaby Joyce has been slammed for saying private and religious schools should retain discrimination exemptions around banning or expelling trans students. The former Nationals leader and deputy PM made the comments on Sky News in the wake of Parliament's debacle over LGBTI student discrimination. Joyce said that any legislation protecting gay students should not include trans youth, suggesting he is advocating for discrimination against trans children to be legal under Australian law. Sex and Gender Education Australia has launched the Life Over Suicide Project as part of the campaign group's relaunch. The project will collect stories by sex and gender diverse Australians who have struggled with or contemplated suicide. The Life Over Suicide Project invites individuals from sex and gender diverse groups of people who once considered suicide but decided against it to share their experiences and insights into why they chose to stay alive. Alt-right loudmouth Milo Yiannopoulos is reportedly in massive debt amounting to over $2 million, according to documents released by his Australian promoters. Yiannopoulos was set to tour Australia this year, courtesy of promoters Ben and Dan Spiller, who run Australian Events Management. But the tours repeatedly fell through, and documents show Yiannopoulos demanding money from his promoters for medical bills for both himself and his husband, on top of living expenses and wages for employees, prompting the Spillers to commence legal action against him. Pope Francis has said that homosexuality is fashionable and that there is no room for that kind of affection in the clergy in a new interview. The interview was published in Italy as part of a new book titled The Strength of Vocation. In the interview, Pope Francis says that homosexuality is a very serious issue which has him concerned. He said, "This is something I am concerned about because perhaps at one time it did not receive much attention." Emil Radelband, the 69-year-old Dutch man who sued to have his age legally changed to 49, has unsurprisingly lost his case. Radelband drew ridicule when his case initially made headlines, with activists arguing that his citing trans people's legal struggles in his quest was highly offensive. He has said that transgenders can now have their gender changed on their birth certificate, and in the same spirit, there should be room for an age change. But a Netherlands court slapped down his request, saying that there was no evidence he had experienced discrimination on the basis of age. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Following on from Stonewall's Rainbow Laces campaign, Watford FC fans have made a giant pride flag in the stands during their Premier League game against Manchester City. The club's LGBT plus fan group Proud Hornets posted a video of the human rainbow flag on Twitter and thanked fans for their support. Watford lost 2-1 at Vicarage Road Stadium, but the post received over 1,500 likes. Aussie rugby star David Pocock has finally married his longtime girlfriend after 8 years of vowing not to wed until gay marriage was legalised. The Wallaby tied the knot with partner Emma Palandry on December 2nd in a small private dress-down ceremony. In 2010, Pocock and Palandry famously said they didn't want to legally marry until their gay friends could do the same. And finally, boxer Pat Manuel has become the first trans man to fight professionally in the USA. Manuel has fought before as a man in an amateur fight in 2016, but has been petitioning for California to let him enter the pro ring. He fought a super featherweight bout against Hugo Aguilar in Palm Springs and won by unanimous decision. Manuel says he heard some boos from the crowd, but he will be back.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.